Hi there. The word for today is on the rewards of friendship. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, reading from the Message, Solomon writes, "Friends come and go, but a true friend sticks by you." Gloria Gaither points out that real friends are concerned about what you are becoming in life. They look beyond the present and care deeply about you as a whole person. Solomon writes, "A man who has friends must himself be friendly." And while building and maintaining that kind of friendship does take time and energy, I'll clue you, the rewards far outweigh the investment. True friends benefit you in four ways. Number one, they give you a hand up when you're down. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9, the New Living Translation says, "Two are better off than one. They can help each other. If one falls, the other can reach out." But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Second benefit of true friendship is a true friend takes the pressure off. No matter how much they love you and want to help, sometimes your own family is just too close to be objective, and it's easier to open up to somebody you're not related to. And at such times, the Bible says, Proverbs 27 verse 9, "The sweetness of a friend gives delight by hearty counsel." The third benefit of a good friend is they make you laugh. Somebody says if you've no wrinkles, you haven't laughed enough. When a good laugh is just what the doctor ordered, friends help you to find humor in your situation, usually because they themselves have been there. As Hazel C. Lee says, "Laughing at ourselves as well as with each other brings a surprising sense of togetherness." And it really does, doesn't it? And fourthly and finally, a true friend will hold you accountable. Ever notice when you're acting contrary to God's word, it's easy to fool yourself? That's when Proverbs 18 verse 6 comes into play. Solomon says, "The slap of a friend can be trusted to help you." So, thank God for good friends who love you enough to be honest with you, even when it hurts, and try to be such a friend to others. Okay? That's the word for you today.